Hi, I'm Dr. Ben Lerner. Welcome to Vitalio. We're in a series on patient management, and today we're going to be covering collections per visit with just this incredible coach and doctor, Dr. Shannon McMurtry. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Shannon, and for the last about 20 years, my business has been the business of chiropractic, helping doctors run stronger, healthier, better businesses across the country, and contributing and rendering better care to their community by doing so. Today, I want to talk about collection visit average. Now, you may call this a different term. It's basically dollars generated or gross revenue generated per patient visit on average. Doesn't matter what you call it. It's all bottom line about the bottom line in your clinic. What is the gross revenue generated on a per visit average? I call it collection visit average. Before we get into that, we need to get on the same page about something. The ethical standard in our profession is to render care that is needed and efficacious. We never render care that isn't needed, that isn't beneficial, because that is not what our ethical standard is. Don't be tempted to do that. You can run an ethical business without going into any type of gray area and render the care that's needed and best effective for that particular patient. Now, with that being said, if you are adhering to that standard, then you are a great candidate to talk about collection visit average. Why now? Why talk about collection visit average? Well, number one, it's easy to do. Honestly, it's one of the easiest things I've found to change in an office because it doesn't tinker with any of the clinical approach. It doesn't mess with any of the methodology that patient uses or that doctor uses. It doesn't create new systems for the staff. It is simply just changing the structure of the clinic on the business side of the clinic, not the clinical side. So it's super easy to do. Number two, we talk about it because many people now want better balance between their professional and their personal sides. You know, when I graduated chiropractic school decades ago, the thought of the day was you see a lot of people, you have a string of clinics, and that's great if that's still your driver and that's your mission and you feel that's how you're called to serve. But a lot of us decided we wanted better balance. We had obligations and hobbies and commitments outside of the office. We weren't able to be in the clinic 60, 70, 80 hours a week. And if you're going to have a limited approach like that, well, you have to look at what you're generating on a per visit average. Otherwise, you don't generate enough to make your obligations, pay your staff, and take home money for your family budget. And then number three, why the question shouldn't be why. The question should really be, are you worth it? Right? It's not about why do we do it. It's really about, are we worth it? And that's an important question because there is no such thing as something for nothing. If you're providing care to your patients and you're getting the amazing results that I suspect you are, that care is valuable. And it is pennies on a dollar compared to what the patients can get elsewhere, especially through the medical model. Well, we are typically undervalued. And I think I know why that is. So why don't more people do it? Number one, fear. They feel like if they price their services up to a point or beyond, it's going to cost them patient visit volume and new patients, and somebody will go down the street for cheaper. Listen, you're not selling gasoline. People are not only basing their decision to do business with you because you are the cheapest person in town. In fact, it's really just the opposite. In the patient's mind, what you charge is a big, significant determination of how good they think you are. And there's a lot of truth that as my doctors raise their prices and set equitable fees, they're actually getting better results and the patients are more compliant. Why? There's better appreciation for what the patients got. The truth of the matter is the healthcare consumer wants the very best they can find at an affordable price. And that affordable price is what they can budget. So you got to get out of the fear game and the what if, because I can tell you from looking at thousands of stats over the past 20 years, if you do it the right way, the new patients won't change, the referrals won't change, the patient visits won't change, the maintenance won't change. Literally, your clinic just takes a stair step up in financial health, and the relationship that you have with your patients is still retained and maintained.
Hey, we'll be right back with the rest of this material, but as a reminder, check the description for links to our podcast, YouTube channel, upcoming webinars, and other ways to get our contact regularly. I want to share this quick story with you really briefly from a doctor who has worked with Vitalio, and then we'll get right back to the content.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tracy Rush, and I just got home from a very busy day at practice. And I wanted to give you some insight about what's been happening in our office the last couple of months. So when COVID hit, we had no idea what was going to happen to our practice, what was going to happen. Well, we decided to keep our doors open, and we're so glad that we did. Our objective was to serve the public, to keep our patients healthy and the public healthy, as well as provide for our families and the families of our staff. And so when we entered into COVID, we were collecting about $50 a patient visit. And again, we didn't know what was going to happen. So as these patients started coming in and new patients started coming in, we started collecting more and more. And so this past month, we collected over $70 a patient visit. So we were thrilled with that. But more importantly, as we've been able to help patients, they've been so grateful that we've been open. We've been able to serve the public, provide for our families, as well as the families of our office staff. And so through that, we set a vision, we set a goal, and we went after it. And you could do that same thing too.
The last reason I think doctors don't do this more is they're not sure their services are worth it. And I promise you, if you are decent at your adjusting technique and you know how to manage your patients through a problem and you're getting results that are pretty consistent, I promise you, your care is worth it. I have family who work in the medical field, and compared to what we do, there's really no comparison. We keep patients working and moving. We keep them functional. There's no side effects except good health to what we do. So are you worth it? Absolutely, you're worth it. I believe it, and if you don't believe it, you talk to me, and I'll try to help you see straight, okay? Now, how are we going to do it? Well, this is very easy. First of all, we have to give you a bit of word of caution here. You need to make sure that you're using a comprehensive patient management system that manages the patient, not just through pain control, but really into a better quality of life, and manages them to a rehabilitated and stable state. If you don't have a strong, comprehensive patient management system, that would be the first thing to look for, because if you don't have that in place on the front side, the things that I'm going to recommend will really fall apart for you. So once we have that comprehensive management system in place, here's the first step. Number one, you simply increase fees. You increase fees to where they should be, not where your buddy is charging them, not where the guy down the street is charging them, not what the insurance company says that they're worth. You charge and set your fees based on what they are legitimately and really worth. And if you don't know that, reach out to me and I'll guide you through that process. Number two, you charge for your services. This is all of your services. One thing I love about chiropractors is we all have that patient that we just give care to. They can't afford it. They're down on their luck, whatever. I think that's a noble thing that we do in our profession. The other thing that I know about us is we tend to give away the store. We'll do extremity adjustments and we'll do exams and we'll do, you know, therapies and stuff, and we won't charge people for it. You got to get out of that habit. You got to get out of their purse and out of their wallet and let your fees stand for what they are and expect to be paid. You have to stop sabotaging the financial health of your clinic by getting in the way and saying, we're going to no charge that, or we're not going to charge that fee today, or we're going to give it to you for free. I understand doing that on a limited basis, on an as-needed basis, but you can't have that as a blanket policy and applying to everybody in your clinic at all times. The next step, you want to end those counterproductive discount programs. My goodness, I see so many doctors who do that because they think it entices commitment, it entices payment, and it is one of the most insidious, counterproductive things I've ever seen chiropractors do. What happens is you discount for plans and for families and all, and the more the discount is applied, the more the patient is thinking, is this care even really worth it? And you get into a dynamic where you're treating the patient, you're giving the very best that you can, and they have little to no skin in the game. Their compliance isn't good. They're not doing their home instructions. When they have setbacks, they blame you and they're really grumpy with you. And they do that even though you just are giving all of this discount away, essentially. Think about it. Do you want to see a clinic full of your family and friends? Why not? Yeah, they don't stay, they don't pay, they don't refer, they are mucho headaches to work with. Well, you're actually creating that by enticing people with these discount programs. And I know that may be counterintuitive, I know that may be completely opposite from what someone else has told you, but I can tell you without any doubt that is a problem to get your fees where they need to be and get you compensated equitably for what you're doing for your patients. The last step, you add ancillary services. Some of you already have that shiny object that attracted your attention way back when. You have laser, or you have stem, or you have rehab, and it kind of fell out of favor. Once the novelty wore off, you kind of forgot about it. It's in a back room collecting dust. Dust that thing off. If that service is efficacious, if it's real, and it does something beneficial to your patient, let's recommend it. Let's put it in your plan for that patient to get the results they need to get. And let's get paid for that. It doesn't matter to me what the ancillary service is. What matters to me is that you know it's helpful and needed for that patient. Things like nutrition, I've already mentioned laser, orthotics like foot orthotics, pillows, home stretching devices, TENS units, therapy, I mean, massage, you name the ancillary service that is outside of chiropractic, that's not the adjustment. If you feel like that's needed and beneficial for your patients, you recommend that and you charge for that service. Raising fees, getting your revenue where it is, these are some of the easiest things that you can do, but you have to make sure that you aren't afraid of it, and that your clinic is structured the right way so that this will be a win for you and actually a win for your patients, right? What they acquire too cheaply, they esteem too lightly. So if you're having patients problem, or you're having problems with patient compliance, if you're not getting the referrals, you need to see if you're undervaluing your fees and your services. I hope this has been helpful to you. If I can be of service to you down the road, feel free to reach out to me, let me know. I'd be delighted to talk to you.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. As a reminder, we've got regular webinars that go into even more detail on this topic. Check the description for more ways to get our content and sign up. If you'd like more information about Vitalio and how it might help your practice, you can always reach us at vitaliohealth.com. That's VitalioHealth.com. Bless you, and remember who you are.